What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Testing, testing.
Testicles.
We are good now, yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Testicles.
Record stuck.
Hey everybody, 725. We're still alive. What's up? It's Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. I'm Terry. He's looking Gatch. Dude, I found some unreleased helmet stuff that's like weird off of Betty, but I don't know, re-released with extra tracks or some shit. That was a weird thing. But yeah, kind of cool.
That turns me on, dude.
That helmet?
That signature guitar drum comp. Yeah. Oh, man.
Fucking awesome.
That signature helmet sound, dude.
Yep.
No other band quite.
Nobody's ever done it since,
dude,
I don't think.
Great
either.
Energy. Oh,
yep.
Dude, yeah. I love it. I was always a big helmet fan. Saw him a few times and... we've talked tons about Helmet on here.
For sure. And to hear these songs that I've never heard before, this song is called Flushings. And there's another called Thick and another called Pariah, which all three were unreleased. And I guess this is the expanded edition available through my phone, which, you know, people could say, oh, my phone's a piece of shit as much as you want.
Your phone's a piece of shit, dude.
Your phone's pretty fucking awesome no matter how big of a piece of shit it is.
Hey, you used to have a cord, you know?
Yeah. You used to have to go to a store to buy a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a phone, you just have to sometimes wait more than two seconds, and you can just download songs and then listen to them.
Isn't it so frustrating when it's like you have to wait like 20 minutes?
God, and why is that so bad? You used to have to drive 20 minutes just to get to the store. And then look for something and then drive 20 minutes to get home to listen to it.
Yep.
So I'm starting to deal with that better. And when I find gems like this, I say my phone works just fine. Because now I got three new Helmet songs from 1996 that I'd never even heard of before. Fucking awesome.
That's cool. So three new songs they released?
Or somebody
just found and...
You know, because I haven't bought CDs for so long, it's probably been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Betty Expanded Edition re-release.
Oh, wow.
So it's got extra tracks on it.
Yeah, considering the album's over 20 years old, I guess now, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's pushing 20.
18, yeah. I think it was a 96. Or maybe it was 94. Yeah, because in the meantime was 92. Yeah, this was 20 years.
Yeah,
damn.
Wow. And it was a great album in its own right. I didn't find it as aggressive as the previous two.
They got a little more melodic.
Mm-hmm.
They did some rappy kind of stuff.
But it was still a great album. I think it was a misunderstood album by a lot of fans because I think a lot of people dropped them after some of the milder songs on here.
Well, yeah, because they were used to that more aggressive sound of the first, or not the first, but the first and second
fans
album.
Fans have to let a band grow, though.
Yep. They're not just going to play the same crap all the time.
I know.
Some bands do. Slayer does, but that's Slayer.
You know.
I heard some quotes about Slayer from Dave Lombardo and what he thinks about the current lineup.
Oh! Who's playing with them? Ginger Baker?
Yeah, Ginger Baker on the drums and Eric Clapton's filling in on guitar. No, it's actually Paul Bostoff, who was in Forbidden Testament. He was in Slayer for 10 years, you know, so he's the best choice. I think he's the best candidate. But Lombardo had a good point. There are certain bands that have certain chemistries that you just can't replicate. You can get a new drummer, and while Slayer had that drummer for 10 years, it never really sounded like Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Jeff Hanneman gone, it's just, I mean, they're still Slayer, and they're still playing the same songs, but they've lost that little bit of chemistry, you know, like when everything just comes together perfectly. And he said, you know, we might have all hated each other, but when we all got on stage and played our songs, it was like magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's as corny as it sounds.
Sons was the same way, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
much.
We knew that there was no missing part that would be replicated.
Yep, that's true. True dat. True dat. Kind of like Helmet. They keep trying to do it, but it's never since they haven't had John Stainier anymore. He's playing mostly primarily with Tomahawk, which is one of Mike Patton's bands, but I miss it. I mean, they're still releasing Helmet albums, but they got a different drummer, so it's just not quite the same.
It was a magical time, and I never know whether it was because I was in high school at the time or whether it was the West Coast, more even so, like the Northwest zone between the 90 and 94 years. It was
a lot of shit went down. It was in that time period.
A huge musical force as the alternative hit pop.
And as alternative came in and then gave way to like the metal that's more widely accepted, like the Pantera and the Korn and stuff like that. Once that stuff started getting more mainstream, just so
Papa
much happened.
Roach.
So much happened in the early 90s as far as like changes, and I think that's going to happen again. I don't know when.
I hope so, because right now it's like Robin Thicke, right?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And back then,
Kesha,
man.
Lady Gaga.
I love
that's what's the most popular. Yep. And we need something.
And there was so much to explore at that time, you know, because there was, as the alternative scene came on, you know, there is entire backlogs of bands to explore.
Right.
The roots of that music. But what do you do when like the Robin Thicke, where do you go back to explore the roots of that?
Is there roots to that?
I don't know.
I think Prince.
Well, they're just this era of pop music, right? Of what else is there? Robin Thicke's all I can think of.
Well, I guess Beyonce and like.
I guess what's that rockier band too?
Kings of Leon.
No, the one that were Spanky McWanky, or Pretty Reckless.
Oh yeah, pretty Reckless.
They were on the top of the charts, right?
God, yeah, they were.
So that was like the rock end of the.
And
pop.
It seems like at least once every couple of weeks, someone will come up. Like if I've seen them or them meeting up with them, or they're like, God, I just heard that fucking annoying song on the radio. I'm like, which one? And they're like, you know that one.
The one that's half like, a song barely.
Yeah, heaven knows. I was like, oh, with the chick singing and the little kids chorusing in the background. He's like, yeah. It's like Pretty Reckless. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how'd you know? Why do you know that? And I was like,
because I had to seek it out after it was fucking bothering me so much.
Yeah,
I had to know what to avoid.
We talk about stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like the fact that Charles Manson is marrying a 26-year-old.
How?
She's
married. Is she incarcerated?
Nope. She's going to come visit him, and then when he gets out, they're going to do it.
When he gets out?
Well.
I didn't know he was scheduled for release ever.
He goes up for parole like every year or two.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, but he always gets denied. But
yeah,
maybe now that
he's
going to
let him out.
Maybe if he has a wife that loves him so much, that might be a reason to let him out, you know?
But what life would he have outside? He would die probably soon afterwards, right?
Just or else like, he would talk another bunch of people into killing some people.
Like, certainly. There would be plenty of people waiting to follow him if he ever got out, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I
maybe,
believe that.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Hey, there also take is a few. You know, right?
Well, yeah, about
a few that are willing to carry out whatever.
And in this day and age, it'd probably be a lot harder to get away with.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. I mean, trying
but
to.
What life does he know other than that, though? Of being in prison, he's been in there since 69
or 70. It might have been 70 before they actually.
Okay,
put
so
him in jail.
40 years at more, or
at
more.
Least,
yeah. 40 years, so...
He's pretty much institutionalized for good, you'd think, but...
yeah, and he's probably happy with that. I don't think... Why would... What would... How would he benefit directly from getting out other than just being able to go on a crime spree? I mean, there would be nothing good that he could do at this time outside.
Well,
know?
I can't remember how old he... I think he's like 70 or something now,
yeah.
But...
I mean, he would probably be a hassle for him to try to fucking scrounge up meals and, you know, and fucking cook for himself and or have someone cooking for him, all that kind of, you know. Where am I going to get my laundry done? And
he's
fucking,
79.
Yeah, you see him fucking living in like some...
Okay, so this chick's name
third
is...
Third story apartment, studio apartment.
This chick's name is Afton Burton. And she was 16, living with her parents in Illinois when she discovered Charles Manson. Now, 9 years later, Her name is Star Burton.
She's Star Burton.
And she's Star Burston. And she's 25, and she considers herself Charles Manson's wife, even though it's not official yet.
So what's he saying on it?
She says that he filed the first round of paperwork, and that says that she's in love with a 79-year-old convicted murderer. I'm completely in love with him, and he's completely in love with me. Hmm. It's what I was born for, you know? I don't know what else to say.
Do you think, is she pretty hot?
She is pretty hot.
Because, you know, you got to imagine that a lot of people have probably basically proposed to him in the past, right? A lot of people, women, are probably crazy women, have probably sent him their picture and said, oh, I love you.
She says that she was first attracted to him because of his writings. He wrote some stuff called ATWA, which is an environmental philosophy that stands for air, trees, water, and animals. So she's attracted to his environmental philosophies. It's the life on the planet, you know. The Earth is a rock, and everything else on it is ATWA.
Hmm.
Air, trees, water, and animals.
So when did he write this book? So he's just in there getting free meals and just allowed to write?
Well, he can write. I don't know if they're books, but it's a she read. Well, he's writing it into something. I don't know. But after a few years of sending letters and talking to Manson on the phone, at age 19, she moved to a small Central California city that's close to the prison where he lives. And she talks to him almost every day by phone and visits him most every weekend. And they talk about anything and everything, you know, like what's going on today and who's doing what.
Yeah.
I try to help him file papers and stuff like that, says the slender brunette. The prison limits physical contact during the visits. Star and Manson can only hug each other at the beginning and the end. Because Manson is serving a life sentence, they won't be allowed conjugal visits, even if they're officially married.
Hmm.
So really, she's not gaining anything except for social stature. That's what I believe she's going for, social stature, to be thought of as that crazy lady who married Charles Manson. But who knows? Who knows what she's
doing? It also stands for all the way alive.
What?
It is, dude. That's what it says on the wiki.
Hey, did you guys order a pizza?
Manson. Yeah. Hmm.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. We'll still plug them, even though they don't plug us. Chris is a good dude. But don't marry Charles Manson for his air, trees, water, and animals, because that's a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got other books, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. What else does he have to do?
He's just
all he has to do is recruit. Now, have you tried the new Lay's potato chips? There's four new flavors.
I tried the bacon macaroni and cheese ones.
And that was my pick before I tried any of them. That was my pick as like the flavor.
Well, because, you know, we've all had cheese-flavored chips.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had bacon-flavored chips.
So Pringles has an exclusive bacon-flavored chip. It's an exclusive flavor.
Well, maybe it's
and it was just bacon. Well, that was bacon exclusive.
Dude, I just made some bacon and it was fucking not that exclusive. But it was really good though.
Did you serve a tray of it? Bacon isn't good unless it's a tray load.
I made a full pound.
All right, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
There ain't no half package of bacon. That's what I'm saying. You open a package, you cook the fucking bacon.
Cook the fucking thing and eat it, and then you eat some later.
I had a 5-pound box of bacon one time. When I opened it, I fucking cooked that shit.
You know, and it's less hassle. If you just cook a pound of bacon and eat it all, you don't need to make eggs and potatoes.
I know, you fuck don't.
That. Fuck that. I can make a whole thing of potatoes and eat that. Mm-hmm. I just eat one thing at a time. That's what I do. That's what I like. Huh? You want a glass? You can speak out loud. It's okay. We're partying here.
I got a cup.
You want a cup? Hey, you got any gum?
So you tried the bacon and cheddar. What do you think of them?
I thought they were pretty good, and they actually tasted like the cheese, macaroni and cheese taste somehow.
I thought the cheese was heavy, right?
It was heavy because that's what cheese, the cheese is pretty heavy tasting.
Yeah, the bacon is secondary, but you got the cheddar bacon mac and cheese. So did you get any pasta flavor because you got the bacon mac?
I think that must be the combination of the cheese and the pasta makes that taste, which they're replicating, which tasted not just like cheese, but like mac cheese taste. Like, I don't know. Hard to say.
Like the mac and cheese, yeah. So you got a creamy cheese.
Or maybe it's just that little bit of a pasta flavor that cuts through the cheese that they somehow replicated in a chip. But yeah, I
didn't
try.
It's a mouthful.
There was some wasabi ginger ones that I didn't try. Thank you. I didn't try those. I thought they would be kind of hot and spicy because wasabi's pretty hot, isn't it?
I thought the bacon cheddar ones were better if you put a few in your mouth rather than just try the one at a time. Like you're trying, you know, if you put a few in there, you really get more of the smoky bacon flavor, I thought.
Did you try the wasabi ginger?
I tried the wasabi ginger.
Too hot
Jamie
for you?
Bought a bag and let me try one. They're kettle cooked ones. So they do, they're harder, and I like kettle cooked, but I don't like wasabi. They did, my first, I tried one little chip, and it wasn't so wasabi-ish, and then I had another medium-sized chip with it, and so I took a nibble off that, and there was a lot of wasabi on that, and I was like, well, if I like wasabi, that'd be good, but I don't like wasabi.
Oh, you don't like it?
So that went in the, out in the spitter.
Yeah. And I've never tried the mango dip. I know there's a mango salsa that you can try that I've seen people with.
Mm-hmm. Not and really this into is wavy.
Mango. Not really into mango that much, but
really, have you tried much mango?
Yeah. No, I mean no, I haven't. I've had a mango flavored candy.
Was it an American made candy?
I don't know.
Or was it like some like Japanese candy? Sometimes those aren't attuned to our taste buds.
Right. It could have been Mexican.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Yeah. The mango salsa ones were, they were kind of, it almost got, I got more like almost a pineapple flavory. I know it wasn't a pineapple flavor, but it was like a citrus, like a, like.
Fruity type of.
It was a fruity
a
flavor.
Tropical fruit.
It was a, it wasn't like, you know, like a. A barbecue chip, I would relate as a heavy flavored chip, right? Like,
right.
You feel a heavy. The mango salsa was a light.
Okay. Because you just eat one barbecue chip, even those thin Lays, it's a heavy flavor. It's a, like, it's tangy. Mm-hmm. It's on your tongue, and you're like, whoa.
This was a lighter, and I liked it. It was like a, in a, you know, I didn't mind it. I thought they were good. I didn't have like a, you know, they weren't spicy salsa-y. You know, it was like a mango salsa where, you know, what mangoes and a few pineapples or whatever's in there. But I liked them. I finished that off. And then they had the cappuccino ones.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of coffee. I've even tried coffee candy and somebody tried to give me some coffee weed treats.
Have you ever eaten a coffee-flavored bean?
Yeah.
No, like
chocolate covered espresso. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is what they taste like, but not as
it's not
like
chocolate
in your
though.
Face. No, it's like eating a coffee bean, flavor wise,
right.
But it's not, you know,
that overwhelming.
Yeah, because when you eat a coffee bean,
that'd
it's
be
more
super bitter.
But that's about the kind of. If you liked coffee, I would think you'd like them. But most of the people that I know that drink coffee
they
don't really
say
like.
It's just weird.
Yeah, and
not
so
in a, not in a chip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, and it is the flavor that, you know, they got to throw in, out of four, they got to throw in one that's twisted, right? Because they did the last time, too.
Yeah.
With the, what was it? They had, what did they have the last time? They had the chicken and waffles, right?
Yep.
And then they had the garlic chicken cheese, which one, right? Which, because I still see those around.
I think so. Wasn't there three, though? I get confused because Adrian Bacon Farrell sent us all those pictures.
I know.
What, of all
they
those
have
ones.
Different ones in Canada, and so I wanted to go through those. Do you have the picture handy?
I don't. I think he tagged me in it, but I haven't looked lately. It's probably down the line.
I haven't looked lately.
And it's probably down the line for a while. Hey, we could either just keep talking and go grab some pizza, or we could like
go ahead. I'm going to talk
break.
About a thing.
I'll talk from over here.
No, you're fine. I'll cover this. You got Adrian Bacon sent us a picture of some chips.
I'd like to try the lobster kind.
Lobster? I didn't see no
lobster.
I didn't see no lobsters. Now, there was there was a way I was looking at this that had a, definitely a better. Oh, there it was. All right. So in the Lay's potato chips in Canada, in the kettle cooked, right? So you're talking the kettle cooked. They got tzatziki, which I'm not sure what that is. I imagine that's some sort of like a Asian dish, tzatziki. Probably like you could probably get like tzatziki chicken.
Is it like celery and lime?
I don't know. Tzatziki. I'm thinking maybe it's like
it's
Indian.
Like lime and cucumber.
It's curry a la marmite.
I'm pretty sure it's cucumber, dude. Look at it.
I can't see it, but I will turn it on later on. But then they have
that was the one that I noticed that had a name that didn't really say what the flavor actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that was like it was dill, cucumber and dill. The only reason
I
know that because
so it's a dip.
Adrian said you can really taste the dill in it.
Okay,
like how
so
could you not taste
dill? A dill dip
because dill's pretty strong.
And then they have the wavy undulés.
What's a undulé?
I don't know. That's what it says. Undulés.
How's that spelled?
O N D U L.
Undulé.
I think that means wavy. Okay, I think it's just one of those.
That's weird in Spanish.
It's
it means
just
fast.
One of those.
Undulé, undulé, riba.
Just one of those half French, half Canadian bags.
French Canadian bullshit.
But it's a jalapeno mac and cheese.
Jalapeno up
or
here.
Or macaroni au fromage et jalapeno.
Say that again.
Macaroni au fromage at the jalapeno. Yeah.
With M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I got something on M. Night Shyamalan I'll tell you in a bit.
Okay.
And then the regular ones, they have bacon poutine flavored.
Pudding.
Have you ever had poutine?
Bacon pudding?
That's gravy and fries, right? And cheese.
I don't know what poutine is.
Gravy. That's what it is. Gravy. Oh, on cheese curds.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. It's a Canadian staple, dude. And they have cinnamon bun flavor.
Cinnamon. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Cinnamon bun chips. That's what I thought would be weird.
Yeah, that's their weird one up there would be the cinnamon one.
Because it's kind of like a
mm-hmm.
those things from a Taco Bell,
mm-hmm.
the cinnamon crunchers.
Yep.
But they're kind of like chips. But
I don't know
just,
if I'd like poutine.
Do you like poot?
So, let me look it up.
Poutine?
Poutine.
He's a racist.
Those cinnamon things at Taco Bell are noodles.
What?
They're deep fried noodles.
I thought they were tortillas. Well, you learn something new every day.
No, they're little swirly things with mm-hmm. sugar and cinnamon on them. Yeah, huh. It's not a actual noodle. They look like noodles, but they expand and they look really cool.
Did you used to work at Taco Bell?
Albany.
Right on. They gave the Lebanon one a total makeover.
Okay, this is poutine.
They tore all the outside off of it. It's weird looking.
This is poutine.
Okay, do it.
French fries. You like French fries?
Yeah.
Topped with a light brown gravy-like sauce.
Mm. Huh.
And cheese curds.
I don't think I like cheese curds.
I do.
It's like a greasy spoon type of food.
Yeah. They have them at A&W still.
Mm-hmm. Poutine?
Mm. Keisters.
Keisters?
Yeah, you can get Keister. A free keister. You can get a free
also,
keister.
Also, you a keister.
You can get a free keister.
All right, I'm going to grab some pizza, and then I'm going to be back with my M. Night Shyamalan fact.
Okay, well, I got a story about the California medical marijuana patients. They're filing suit over too much pollution caused by trying to get to their weed. Man, this pizza is good. A group of California medical marijuana patients have filed a lawsuit involving air pollution and has nothing to do with the smoke that they produce from smoking their medical marijuana. The Union of Medical Marijuana Patients has filed a suit about the way that the city of San Diego has authorized medical marijuana co-ops in the city by restricting the businesses to certain areas, which means that it doesn't comply with the California's Environmental Quality Act. I think it's just, I can't believe that stoners have so much, like, oomph, and, like, they actually got their shit together and fucking filed a lawsuit. So I don't really think that they're just stoners. I think that they're, like, actual patients of medicine, and so they really fight for their rights, not just a party, but they fight for their right for...
Marijuana can affect different people different ways, and there is some that become extremely lazy, but there are some that are actually quite...
that get you, pick you up and get you going.
Stay unmotivated. I mean, look at Snoop Dogg. I mean, he's not...
He only smokes 81 blunts a day.
He's not no lazy stoner. He got out and, you know, he got shit done.
Door open, closed? I don't know.
Your call.
I heard that that green crack, that kind of weed that's going around, was actually a Snoop Dogg strain. I don't know if he invented it or if someone who was working for him did, but they were saying that it had something to do with Snoopy.
I love a good Girl Scout cookies.
You love a good Girl Scout cookies?
I like that strain.
Is that a... I've never had it.
I thought you did.
Not Girl Scout cookies. It's green crack.
Oh, I thought you did last time you were here.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That was a good pizza. Thanks, Flames.
M. Night Shyamalan.
What about him?
He was writing the spec script for Sixth Sense.
Uh-huh.
And he co-wrote on two other movies. So, you know, scripts go around to a lot of writers.
Uncredited or what?
Mm-hmm. Scripts go around to a lot of writers.
Okay.
And only, you know, if you get your credits, then you get the royalties from it or whatever, right?
Right.
And so, of course, you want that, but not everybody gets it.
Right.
So, so he helped write She's All That.
Okay, I don't think I saw that. All That. Who's in that? All That. Who's in All That?
I don't know. He also helped.
It didn't seem like a twisty movie.
No, it was like a Stella Got Her Groove Back kind of movie.
All right.
And then, which I've never seen that either. He also helped write Stuart Little.
Huh. Well, good job, M. Night Shyamalan.
Was there any twists in that movie?
I don't remember watching it all the way through. It was right in that period of time where I was kind of like...
You didn't need to watch kids' movies anytime?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. I guess that's the best way to put it. I was going to say... That's too cool. I was listening to death metal and playing music and wasn't watching Stuart Little.
I downloaded some videos the other day for Flames' young boy.
Oh, really?
The Looney Tunes and Merry Medley classic.
Those
Melodies
are cool.
Classics.
Those are awesome.
So we were watching them the other day. Man, they just seemed like I was watching them just the other day. Every one of them damn near familiar.
Yep. They have a new line of old-school-looking Mickey Mouse cartoons that are shorts. They're like 9-10 minutes. They're pretty cool. They came out about a year ago, and we were still watching Jaden a lot, but I'm sure that they're still coming out. I'm just not still watching them anymore.
Yeah. There's one cartoon, though, a couple of them that I've seen. I just turn it on the Cartoon Network, you know. Some of those shows are fucking dumb.
Oh, I know, dude. It's ridiculous.
I can't even remember the one. I don't even see how they get to be shows. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Now, which one's Funches on?
He was only on for a short time. That was on Disney XD. It's called... I can't remember now. I can't remember. I'll have to Google it. But he's I don't think he's on that show anymore. That was like one of his first jobs when he moved to L.A., it's called, there's a puppet in it, but it's mostly live people. God, why can't I remember that? I don't know, because I smoke a lot of pot. Hey, that's funny, you got these cappuccino chips, right?
Try one.
You want me to? I can get the taste out of my mouth.
This is live on the air.
Okay, I don't like coffee.
Yep, but you wouldn't try one earlier.
Okay. I'm going to smell it first. Smells.
Always smell it first.
Smells like almost like a little chocolate. Is there chocolate in cappuccino?
I got a little tiny bit of
chocolate.
Yeah,
okay.
There is. It's cream and chocolate coffee.
Man, that's coffee.
It is, huh?
That's totally. I don't see how they do that, but I wonder if they. I wonder if it's made with. That's fucking coffee-ish. It's really coffee. It says it's just dehydrated got cappuccino coffee. Seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
There's no coffee in it.
That is not telling you where, what's really in it,
though. It
says
natural flavors, parentheses, including natural coffee flavor.
Yeah. You read that and you still, it doesn't tell you what's in it.
And there's milk and cinnamon and brown sugar.
Hmm.
It kind of tastes like an iced mocha latte. Pot. I smoke a lot of pot. Ever get that? That's funny. If you go to the barista and order an iced mocha latte, just say pot afterwards and they'll be like, what? You're like, I smoke a lot of pot. Iced mocha latte.
Oh!
Iced mocha latte pot of coffee.
No,
I smoke a latte pot of coffee. That was a
joke.
I was
at a coffee store and a friend of mine got cut off.
His dick? His dick got...
He got cut off from coffee.
Oh, okay. Whenever I hear the phrase cut off, I just automatically assume it's someone's penis. Like if I say something snarky to my wife and she's all, that's it, you're cut off. Like, no sex for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like that term being used about sex. No sex, I'm cutting your dick off? Is that what you're trying to say? No, that's mm-hmm. stupid.
Does weed grow better outdoors than indoors?
In certain climates, yes.
Then why doesn't it grow best on the sun?
Because I don't think there's any dirt on the sun. Is there? There's no dirt on the sun, dude.
Did you know the sun's surface temperature is only like 7 times hotter than a candle?
Is that a true fact?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A candle burns at 1,000 degrees Celsius.
What? Why wouldn't that...
I read it on the internet, dude.
That seems like that'd heat your house up really fast. You wouldn't need a stove or nothing.
I think it's all concentrated on that one point, though.
Oh. Okay. So if you hold your finger like right at the tip of the flame,
mm-hmm.
that's hotter than the sun?
No. That's 1/7 of the sun.
Oh, 1/7. So mm-hmm. if you had a 7-year-old kid that was having mm-hmm. a birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that there's a rumor? Remember that one rumor about Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Refresh our listeners. What was it again?
That he died in a car crash in 1966. And that they brought in a fake Paul, which they referred to as Paul McCartney. There were supposed to be hints the whole time. So that's 1966. So we're saying fake Paul was on, like, Magical Mystery Tour and Sgt. Pepper's and the White Album. And they say that the CIA paid for him to have facial reconstruction surgery to make him look more like Paul. And they say that's why Paul had a mustache after that, to hide some of the scars from the surgery. And they also said that that's why John Lennon was murdered, because he was getting ready to come out with the story of fake Paul. And then that's also why George Harrison was stabbed in his home, because he was getting ready to...
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's a movie. Look it up. I bet it's still on Netflix. It's called The Last Testament of George Harrison.
Oh. Last Testament of Jesus Christ. Have you seen that one?
It's fucking nonsense.
That movie is awesome. Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm. I was just watching a clip about that of Robin Williams, because he did a little bit about it.
Uh-huh.
Because talking about how people were so upset.
It was the most controversial movie of the 80s.
The Last Temptation of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't believe that movie. And he's like, it's a movie. That's what movies are. They're not real. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Fucking assholes.
I'm going back to Fall.
Paul McCartney. He's still alive.
Did you know there's a community that believes Eminem died in 2006?
Mm.
And the new guy's a Feminem. A Feminem.
So he's,
do you believe it to be true?
He's gay too. He's Feminem.
He once invited.
I never heard that story ever.
He once invited his baby mama to his show, and then murdered a doll that looks like her on stage.
Kim?
Mm-hmm. And then she tried to commit suicide a couple days later.
Well, see, that's what she deserves because she's a bitch. She really fucked him over.
Dude, I got a hot topic, dude.
What are you going to pick? Hot topic! Hot topic! Check it and see.
A lot of people
Hoppa Taco
don't know about the new band going around.
New band?
Huey Lewis at the Zoo.
Huey Lewis and the Zoos?
Huey Lewis at the Zoo.
It's called Huey Lewis at the Zoos. Do the apes get in free?
I think the apes do get in free.
They don't like Huey Lewis's music, though.
They don't like his music.
No, because the heart of rock and roll is not still beating.
I know. And is he going to do the Weird Al cover of I Want a New Duck?
I think they'd be offended. See, they want Al to play at the Super Bowl instead of Madonna or something. But
could that disrupt, though? I mean, the zoo is supposed to be a good habitat for animals, right? Like, in the best interest of the animals and whatever.
Yeah.
But if you bring, like, fucking...
It's not in the zoo, though. He's not going to be playing, like, where the animals are. They have a comedy show there, too, sometimes, and they do a fundraiser there at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just had a comic posting on the Portland's comic board saying, you could take this job if you want, but they're just, like, offering us a little amount of money, and I know it's a fundraiser, but when you're a working comic... And
take
they're
any
doing
opportunity
fun-
you can.
Well, no. No, they're saying that if you're running a fundraiser... You have to pay the talent that comes in. Most of the time, the talent's not going to come for free. I mean...
Yeah, you should set aside a portion of the budget for...
Exactly. For and they only wanted to pay like $20 or something, but... And there was... So that's a totally different story, but...
That's tough, though, when you, if you're doing like a thing with a bunch of comics.
Yeah, but the topic was what's going on at the zoo. I mean, there must be some kind of a amphitheater or a staged area... That's probably not, like, connected with the caged animals, but who knows? I don't know. I've never been to a show at the zoo.
I know. You could be heckled by the monkeys.
I think that Pat Benatar just played there a couple weeks ago, too.
What if you were doing your comedy there and the monkeys started flinging poo at you?
I mean, what do you think the deer are going to think when she's singing, "Hit Me With Your Best Shot"? They're like,
"Fireball!"
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And I also heard that in the year 1900... There was only 1 million deer in the United States. Now there are 30 million deer in the United States.
Sure.
30 fucking million deer. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's why we're hitting them with our cars. We're not invading their territory. They're fucking moving in on us like a fucking...
No, it's because we
No.
It's because we took out a lot of predators of deer and allowed them to...
We did?
Overpopulate.
What are the predators of deer?
Bears.
Bears?
Cougars.
Cougars?
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Jackals.
You ever
jackals because they got a chainsaw.
You ever seen a jackal with a chainsaw?
Look at my gimmick.
That's how I chased
And then I got
off.
Rich.
I was like, oh, there's a jackal. Quick, grab your chainsaw. Ring, and they just
That's why they give out tags, licenses pretty freely to anybody that wants to shoot deer.
Yeah, not free, though.
No. But, yeah, I mean, we probably killed a lot of ones upper on the chain first and left the deer left to overpopulate. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get close up and watch some deer have sex.
Really?
I can't wait.
I've seen deer stand on their back legs and fucking punch each other.
I have seen deers have sex, though.
Yeah.
Now thinking about it, yeah. There was a school of deer. That's what it's called, right?
I don't think
so. A school, a gaggle of deer.
No, it's fish.
A hen saw. A hen saw.
A hen saw.
A hen saw of deer. But, I saw a hen saw of deer.
Hen saw?
I saw a hen saw of deer. And yeah, the buck. Was running up and jumping up and slamming into the back ends of the other deer, and then it would circle around the herd because there's like 8 or more females, right? They're all circled with their butts out, right?
Right.
and then the male deer wanders around in a circle like duck, duck, goose.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll find one and just go, bam, jump up and hit him, right? And then he'll get back up and he'll just start walking around a few more times and another one, bam.
That's a weird way to do it.
It is, dude. It is like duck, duck, goose. And
it's called deer, deer, goose.
I wonder what happens, you know, because I think they do that because they're...
I think they
the more times because they just jump up there.
Yeah.
It's the one jump, you know, it's not, you're not always going to be perfect in your aim.
It's actually called
deer. You know, nature might make them pretty good at their aim, but it isn't going to be 100% every time, you know, so I wonder what those deer say when accidentally boop.
Deer, deer.
In the poo-poo.
Deer, deer, moose.
Yep. Deer, deer, moose.
It's like duck, duck, goose, but it's deer, deer, moose.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they actually stick it up the ass by accident, it's a goose. Deer, deer, goose. Ah, wrong hole, dick.
I think it was the Sopranos. Did they hit an elk in the Sopranos?
Or maybe.
A moose?
Maybe.
I've been watching a lot of different shows, so I'm scrambled in.
Did you watch The Dome the other night?
Shows, no.
Okay, I missed
off
the week.
So I got to, you know, I missed the first week, so there's no way I wanted to watch any episodes.
I missed a week, and it didn't even matter, so it was cool.
I mean, it was on in the background for a little while when I was here.
Literally, but, like, the previously on The Dome. That totally caught me up to where, like, I totally knew. And, yeah, it's not getting any better. I don't know why they even keep doing it, but...
You knew it, though, right?
Yeah, that, like, I knew it after that first episode that Stephen King wrote.
When they announced season two that it was going to be stretching it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it following the book at all? Are you able to, like, relate it
to
it?
Oh, it's past that now, because now Stephen King wrote an additional... The first episode was new.
So the...
It ended. It didn't end like it ended in the book. Cause
how
did
the book end? How did season one end?
Season one ended with a cliffhanger with them standing on the gallows there, and Barbie was going to get
hung. Okay, I remember that now. Yeah. Okay, and then
they came back, and the dome stopped them from fucking hanging.
But the book, where was that in the book?
It wasn't really like that in the book, and it's been like 3 years since I've read it, so
it's an adaptation?
Totally. I think all movies are, and even all series are.
Bitch.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
It's only based on a book based on a true story.
It was not based on a true story, but now...
Well, it was, too. It was based on him having a thought about writing that book.
Well, yeah, that's a true story. But then now they're to the point where there's some weird tunnel underneath the school.
Uh-huh, the carpool tunnel.
Yep, and they climb down into this tunnel through a locker.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to this cliff, and then the dude fell off the edge, and they thought, oh, he's dead. He fell down into the cliff. But
he's actually outside of the bubble.
He fell outside the dome. And then Barbie fell outside the dome, too. And now Barbie's talking to his dad about getting his dad to help him get back inside the
now
dome.
Now they all want to get... Why would anybody want to get back into the dome? Next week on the dome.
He's like, I know why. I can tell by the desperation in your voice. You've met a woman, haven't you? And he's like, oh, Dad.
And then there's... you got to go with the, beat, and shove it up the butt.
Dwight Yoakam's still on.
Yeah. Hmm. So, you got the dome going on.
I don't really care about it.
But outside the dome, half the world's blown away, right?
Just a 6 mile radius around the outside of the dome where they try.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That's why he's saying it's too dangerous to try to get to the dome. Cause
where they tried to blow it up, you mean?
No, Barbie wants to get to the dome so he can tell her a message and say, you know, fall off the cliff and you'll get out of the dome. You know, jump through the tunnel, whatever.
Can he just go there and tape a note on it?
That's what he's trying to do. He wants to get to the dome, and they're telling him it's too dangerous to go near the dome because there's fucking wastelands from here or whatever.
6 miles.
And plus the government's guarding it and all this stuff. So now that's the next mission, is to try to get Barbie to the outside of the dome.
I got a mission for him and the fucking show.
Yeah, that's right. And the fucking show. That's what I'm talking about. But no, I asked you before. I'm going to switch subjects here. It's still about TV shows and stuff. Did you even get a chance to watch Buzzkillers, that series from our previous guest, Matt Thill?
I have not.
You should watch it.
He's kind of hush-hush on that stuff.
Why? It's on YouTube. They've got anywhere from 52 to 87 views.
I think I think he...
Is he ashamed of it?
No, I think he's...
Modest Mouse?
I think he's shy around those that he...
looks up to?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could critique his acting, but I'm not going to because he did it. It's fucking pretty awesome.
So I think he shares with the peers in his age group a lot more than
he plays
the family.
He plays a pretty hip character who kind of acts like an idiot sometimes. His name is Rodney. It's like, but the girls call me Rod. And it's kind of like a mockumentary type thing, kind of office.
I've not seen it, but I'd be interested.
He said kind of like The Office meets The Cops.
What's it called?
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
What's it called again?
It's called Buzz Killers.
Buzz Killers.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I got it queued up here, but it's their theme song's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the first episode basically sets it up, and then they kind of go on the second episode, they kind of go back in time 6 months earlier and tell how they got the idea for the Buzzkiller thing. And it's pretty funny, though. So if you guys are interested in it, our previous guest, Matt Thill, who was on the show a couple weeks ago,
he
has a four-episode series called Buzzkillers. If you can't find it, it's
Buzzkillers.
Station, the YouTube station is Oregon Duck TV, so that's easy to find. Buzzkillers episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, episode 4. I'm trying to get to this theme song. It's pretty bitchin'. Here it is. It sounds like People's Court. Buzzkillers. It shows them dumping out alcohol and knocking over tables. Putting on some headbands. Pretty cool background music, though. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We have now stoled Matt Thill's background music. On today's episode, we'll be dumping out big bottles of vodka and writing on people's faces with Sharpies.
Did you know Mick Jagger was addicted to sex?
I did know that.
Did you know he sought treatment for his sex?
No, I did not.
Addiction?
How did he find out that he'd actually hit rock bottom? And became a sex
I don't
act?
Know, but you know what happened when he went and got therapy for sex?
No.
He seduced his therapist.
He did?
Yep.
Wow, that doesn't ever work. Oh, wow, you just hit the table and now I can't hear you. There you go.
How professional is she, though?
That's not very professional.
When you, like, people come to see you for sex problems and you're just, like, easily seduced.
That'd be like somebody coming to you for some NA action, like some Narcotics Anonymous, and then you just end up doing some dope with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
Gene Simmons says he's slept with
3,700 women.
No, he says roughly
3,700.
4,897 women. Now, roughly. It's three short of 4,900. But roughly.
That's how he fucked him.
Wouldn't he do roughly 4,900? I think it's a lie. I think he just made up a number.
He's supposed to have a Polaroid of every one of them. But now on his reality show, he denies that to his lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed his ways.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? Who fucking knows?
It might turn out that even though...
Do you think he's a sex addict?
Even though... who?
Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's only one way to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that my friend Mike McGowan told us, you know that you've hit rock bottom when you're sucking dick for pussy.
Mm-hmm.
you ever suck dick for pussy, Flames?
Nope.
So that means you haven't hit rock bottom yet as far as being the sex addict.
Yep.
You suck dick for a cheeseburger?
So even though even though people always talked about Jagger and Bowie, right?
Yeah. And
it
Clapton.
Might turn out that they were just a sexual tag team, that they just tag teamed on women.
Butt fucking doo doo boo boo. Butt fucking doo 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 doo. I'm butt fucking. You're butt fucking too. Butt fucking.
You know, Mick Jagger has had sex with Carla Bruni. You know who that is?
I don't, but I bet she probably has a tight pussy.
Angelina Jolie.
What? Mm-hmm. Mick Jagger fucked Angelina Jolie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe that.
Uma Thurman?
What?
Vera Fawcett, very briefly it says.
Just like 2 seconds.
And Carly Simon.
He was a two-pump chump. Well, yeah, he tried to claim that You're So Vain was about his penis.
What?
Actually, I just made that last part up, but that's called improv gold. No, he did say that You're So Vain was about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you probably think this song is about your penis. It's such a big vein. It's all purple vein. Purple vein. Mm-hmm. He thought purple vein was about Prince's penis, too. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anybody call it purple vein.
Purple vein.
How did I just stumble across two things that had to have been said before? And I'm crying because of it. How?
I don't know. Did you write them down?
You're an Indian. How?
Did you write them down?
No, I just spoke them out in my mouth. Just
no, you got to write them down. You know, Bill Nye was a young person at one time.
Yes, I did. I saw a picture of him when he was younger.
Did you know he worked in a local comedy show in Seattle called Almost Live?
No.
Did you know during one of the episodes... while he was hosting it, he said gigawatts when he meant to say gigawatts.
Gigaguts!
Wait a minute, that was the host who said that, not him. And then Bill got all pissy, jumped in to correct the host to gigawatts.
And he said jigga.
And the host snapped back at him. Who do you think you are, Bill Nye, the science guy?
And that's how he got his name?
Yep.
Damn, dude.
Did you know there is no South Detroit?
No, but there's no South of Heaven.
All of this?
No, why is there no South Detroit?
I don't know.
That makes no sense. Who told you that? What the fuck are you talking about? Why are you saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Answer one of those questions quickly.
All right. Yes, all of the above.
No, You're So Vain in Purple Rain. Purple Vain.
Purple Rain.
Purple Vain. I think, no, I gotta...
You ever heard that song, Purple Raining Blood?
Yeah, it's a mashup between Slayer and Prince. That's a new band.
Prayer.
Yeah, that's what Hans was. He's listening to a prayer meeting. Prayer! Actually, there was a shirt that looked like it said Slayer, and it said prayer, and it was a barista on Portlandia.
So what would it sound like if Slayer was doing When Doves Cry vocally?
Not too sure.
Do you know the lyrics here?
I can't remember the. I can't sing it on the air.
When Doves Cry.
Do 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 do. What's in Hans's CD player? Let's see. What is Hans listening to today?
Let me guess.
Oh, this is another repeat.
Is it a soundtrack?
Nope. It's a band that you'll probably never guess. The guy used to be in Celtic Frost.
Okay.
Because it's hard for me to say, and I'm reading it.
Om Nom.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at the wrong
one. Erzium.
I lied. Okay, go ahead.
Erzium.
I lied. I was looking at the wrong one.
Oh, okay.
This is a death metal band from probably overseas somewhere. The album's called Transylvanian Hunger.
Rip Taylor and the Taylorettes.
That's super close. They're called Dark Throne.
All right.
But yeah, Hans listened to some Dark Throne.
Dark Throne, Piva!
I was looking back at the wrong message from like a month ago when he was listening to Apollyon's Son and the American Song Poem Anthology. And you're like, American Song Poem Anthology! And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how that song goes. So we're trying to find some kind of a medium for Dustin's new character, which is dude who can't sing a song right ever. He's like, you just mentioned, hey, you know that song by Bob Seger called Against the Wind? You're like, yeah, Against the Wind, yeah. I'm flying against the wind, yeah.
Flying against the wind.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's on the B-side of that old-time rock and roll. You know, it's like, I got old-time rock and roll.
Old-time rock and roll now.
Okay, so in case we forgot to tell you guys, my van broke down on the way to the podcast the other day, and it still runs a little bit, but I think my points are shot, or maybe my fucking float's stuck. I'm not too sure. I thought I was going to explode, though. I was getting some big backfires. So if you want to come over to the TagCast Studios and work on my van, please do that.
Speaking of which, Queen Elizabeth doesn't have a last name.
Well, she, her last name's Elizabeth, obviously.
Nope.
Her first name's Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You got
she's that Queen Elizabeth. She doesn't have a last name. She's just from the House of Windsor.
Windsor?
Yep.
Elizabeth Windsor, then?
Nope. Queen Elizabeth of House of Windsor.
Huh. So I wonder what her parents' last name was.
House of the Holy.
Windsor.
Oh, that's another song that somebody did.
From the houses of the Holy.
Pat Travers, but he didn't do it live, but he does a bunch of covers. Like, he must have forgot how to.
Because he got tired of people yelling, play that one song you do, that one hit that he had.
Boom, boom, what is it? Out go the lights, snorting whiskey.
Is that his hit?
And drinking cocaine. Those are both hits. Those are his two biggest hits right there. You know snorting whiskey?
I know. Boom, boom, boom.
No. See, it's the guy that sings the wrong song, guy.
Ah, boom, boom, boom.
Out go the lights, yeah.
Oh, you mean boom, 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 that song that goes, a bang, bang, pow.
Yeah, yeah.
A kung pow chicken.
Yeah, that's the one that's by Pat Travers Band.
Yeah.
And then he did a Red House. There's a red house, it's half yonder. It's over there. It's where my baby's living in the yonder shack.
Not all that way. You're looking too far.
It's got black trim on the red house, yeah.
That's yeah, if it had white trim, it would be a barn. Right? It was a red house with white trim.
It'd be a barn, right? You kind of said, am I right?
Yep. You're like, yeah, right.
And that's another thing. Someone asked me something, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I know, right? And then I punched myself right in the face because I don't like that saying and I don't like accidentally saying it. Because you ain't going to say, I know, right? Why? Who? What?
It doesn't make sense grammatically.
I know, right? See? And it's just become like natural thing to say, you know? And then someone's mad about it and you're like, I know, right? I hate when people say that. It's fucking ridiculous. And then like, wait, I just said it. And he's like, I know, right? And like, stop it! I'm going to kill everybody!
It's just a way for someone to get someone to shut up, right?
See, I know.
You know, you interrupt them, then you say, I know, right? And what are they going to say there? They're just going to say, yeah.
Obviously, I know, because I was just telling you about it. If you already know, why don't you just say, hey, I already heard about that, right?
I know, right?
Psychologically, they're just stealing the conversation back.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Fuck that! I need some. It's just like, you know, like back in the day, what was it? You know what I'm saying?
I know, right. So I was really saying...
you know what I'm saying, man?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I made some chaloo the other day.
And what's the deal? What is the deal with people saying, to be honest with you, or I'm not going to lie to you?
Dude, fucking Jerry Seinfeld did a what's the deal joke the other day on himself.
On the coffee car comedians? Uh-huh. I saw that.
Yeah, he did a joke on himself.
Yeah. But I think it was...
Penguins would be, dude, I know, right?
With the switchblade. What?
Yeah.
No. But I think Jim Lauder was the one who was pissed, and he's like, I'm so sick of everybody saying, I'm not going to lie to you before they say something to you. Like, I assumed you were going to be lying to me, so I'm glad you told me that you're not going
to... I know that psychological trick. You want to know that one?
And then they also say, well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope so, because, fuck, I hate liars.
When somebody says honestly before they say something.
That's another one.
No, but it's the same thing for all three. They're the same
thing. I know,
thing.
Right?
So you're like, really? But when somebody says honestly before they say something, they preamble that because normally they aren't honest.
Right.
So when they...
I know.
So when they are honest, they have to tell you honestly, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That's a sign that
you probably
that's
are.
A sign that normally they probably aren't that honest with you about how they're really feeling.
Yeah. If you want me to tell you the truth, I do. I really
do. I should have been a psychologist.
You should still be. It's not too late to whip it.
Whip it good.
You can go back to school.
So I made a chaloo the other day, or is it a stoolie? It's a half stew, half chili.
Flames
was too scared to even try it.
I call it a chili stew with a zupa. And it's called a chalupa.
No, he wasn't scared. But I understand.
Did you try it?
He did a little bit. I understand not or being cautious of new foods, though. Trust me.
Ooh.
I know that well.
New food.
Yeah.
How many? Oh, we got another pipe going.
So
there.
I made some chicken and some onions, right? Because I don't mind onions cooked down, right?
Right, I do.
So chicken and onions.
I don't like onions.
Not even in a stew?
Not really, no. The flavor of them. I don't like the flavor. And some people are like,
but you don't get the flavor once you cook them down.
Well, then what's the use of fucking cooking them in there?
I love onions.
Dude, there is some onions to the flavor.
You got to put a whole freaking onion in there.
I'll tell you the story without onions. How about that?
Dude, if you want me to be honest with you, I'll say I don't really like onions, but, you know, I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's... they're good.
I know, right?
See, this is a total callback segment.
So you take
the onions and you chop them up and then you throw them in the garbage.
Here's a trick.
I don't want this. Okay, go ahead. What's the trick?
Let me guess. You learned it from
I didn't learn anything from Rachel Ray.
Okay, I couldn't even say the name. I'm like...
So what I'm saying is when you trim chicken and cut it into cubes...
I don't.
Do it while it's still half frozen because it's easier to cut.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Tearing it, yeah.
Do you like your chicken spicy? Because Robert Palmer does.
I know, right?
Some like it hot and some like it with onions on the side.
So I put in the chicken, right? I browned some chicken.
Yeah. Did you fist it first?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You ever fist a chicken with stuffing?
I have.
That's fun.
And then once you get that done, right? You got it done, right?
Yep.
Add some water.
Ooh. It makes its own sauce.
And some tomato paste.
Ooh, makes its own sauce.
Now, separately, cut some potatoes.
Pertaters?
Pertaters and some carrots. Now, you're going to want to boil those until a while.
So at least 212. At least 212 degrees.
Now, you want to boil them, you know, until they're par, but don't cook them to where they're going to fall apart.
Did you say
right?
Par?
You want them a little bit still hard.
Just say par.
Parboiled. And then right before they're done, you add some corn to like get the corn going with it, right?
Okay.
And then once that's done, you drain that, and then you put those into the chicken with the tomato sauce, right?
All right.
And so that's kind of like the stew. Right?
Right. It's stewy.
But then you put a chili seasoning in it, like a white chicken chili package. Right?
Right.
And then you put in some beans for the chili.
Okay.
That's it.
And then you got a chili.
And then you spice it with...
You got a stewy. You call it a stewy.
Some red... Yeah.
That's what the corn's for.
Oh, for the stool. That's what hardens the stool up.
Stewy.
Hey, Stewie.
It was some good stuff, though. It wasn't bad, even though it just tasted like the fucking seasoning mix, because it was one of those prepackaged.
Oh.
I generally don't like those, but you could probably make a boring potato and water...
Tomato
thing if you're like super poor and all you got is a bag of potatoes and a mix of taco seasoning. Just put it in there.
Just put it on in there.
Is that girl's got cookie?
No, that was mine. That was
it's cooking me.
It was the outdoor sour diesel.
Sour diesel.
Not very pedicured very well. not very pedophiled very well. So there was I forget everything I'm saying.
There
was probably a pedophile living in your neighborhood at one point.
Dude, did you see that crash in sports? Breaking news.
Yeah, but it was a breaking news about a week ago. But yeah, I did say that. And my brother's a big race fan. He's big into racism. And so he
racism.
Yeah, he just watched NASCAR all day.
He's racist.
So he's watching and Tony Stewart killed that guy.
And isn't that
Wait,
killed that guy.
I know.
Now is there any coincidence that that's your brother's name?
Tony Stewart? No.
No.
That's not a coincidence.
No, just the first name, right?
Tony is my brother. Yeah, Tony Gow. Well, mm-hmm. That's a coincidence. It is a coincidence. But, okay, say that you are driving down the freeway.
All right, I'm driving down the freeway.
Your car breaks down.
Oh, shit.
But you're mad at another driver because
you have work. Motherfucker, did you see that guy over there?
So what do you do? Do you walk into four lanes of high-speed traffic?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, mm-hmm. You okay. do.
You get ran over then.
Yes, you do.
And then whose fault is that?
Your own.
Nobody's fault but your own.
The guy that... No, but... No, okay, back up, though,
so
right?
You watch it on slow motion, and they think... They think he gunned it, but shit, he could have. It could have been a nervous reaction.
Back up, though. Like, okay. What was the first thing you asked me? Imagine I'm driving a car, right?
Yeah. On the freeway.
Uh-huh.
Like in L.A.
Uh-huh. Now, somebody comes up to you, right? You're driving a car... Somebody comes up to you.
And nudges you and spins you out?
Yeah.
Okay. So they nudge me and spin me out. Do you still walk into six lanes of high-speed traffic?
And then, no, but the guy, when he came back around.
Oh, we're getting a timeout.
He drove by the guy and fishtailed into him to knock him back.
Now you can
and that
read,
ended up killing him.
You can read that into it, but if you
dude,
think,
he knows how to drive a fucking car on a track. He knows how to fishtail into someone.
The big rule: unless your car is on fire, remain
you're not
sub-
exactly.
In
you're not
your
supposed
car.
To get out of it. Yep.
Once
I'm not
you
saying-
get out of your car.
You're fair game for anybody to fishtail you out.
And that's just the laws of racing.
But this isn't about the laws of racing.
Especially in aggression.
This is about humanity and morality and ethics. Do you spin a guy out and then you're like, that motherfucker got out of his car. I'm going to fishtail him out. Oh, darn it. Killed him. I didn't think it was going to kill him. I was just trying to scare him.
Well, no, they also say that when he approached him, he tried to dodge out of his way. I don't know if that's a correct term or not.
The vehicle or the dude walking? The dead guy?
No, the guy walking towards him. And he jogged it a little bit to try to jump out of the way, but in doing so, it just kicked out.
Right. And I'd heard other arguments of people saying that.
No, he has better control. He has better control. Is it working?
Yeah.
Oh. He has better control of the fucking car than that, dude. That's all I'm saying.
You can say that, but you've never been behind the wheel of that car.
Yeah.
And you don't know how.
How I
you
would
don't
have.
Know,
I know how skilled the guy
how
is.
How I would have to
but
look at it.
But you don't know that he
can
drive perfectly every day that he's
who
driving.
Somebody used to participate
especially
in.
Especially when
wait
there's
a minute,
someone
though.
Walking
wait a minute.
Down.
Wait,
we'll talk at the same fucking time.
I know.
I will. No, I just think that. Well, you can't hear anything? What's going on?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. No, I just think that you can say, oh, he knows how to drive a car and that he knew what he was doing. But you can also say that there's a chance that he accidentally or maybe the dude was right there. Who knows? You know?
But you're saying just because he got out of his car, he's fair game.
No, I was
kidding. That doesn't mean you have to hit him just because he gets out of his car.
I was kidding about that. About
being
not
fair game. But
it's his own fault.
When there's a yellow flag out and a driver gets out of his car and walks into the actual safety lane.
Right, and there's cars driving.
The cars are driving, and the driver knows this.
He's asking for it.
He himself is taking a risk. No matter what.
Yeah.
Any driver could have hit him.
Yep. But a couple did go by him, and they didn't go
for
him.
He didn't try to get away from him, though. If you see the video, the guy's standing out there for a while. No way would that be a last second needing to swerve. He could have swerved way out of there several feet, and because the guy was standing out there for a half a lap while he's driving
like
around
a half a second.
I'm not defending anybody because I cannot stand NASCAR as a race.
Well, that wasn't even NASCAR, was
I know,
it?
I know okay. that, but it were, you know, when a big name racer's name is involved in it, a lot of people, okay, this guy's a race car driver. But
like
then again, you know, I know, it has to do with every type of racing in cars. Anything that has two wheels, four wheels, you must remain with your vehicle. Or run to the side if it does not cross traffic.
Yeah, you don't walk into
the... You just... That's...
And
it's
if
always
you,
been
but
racing.
If you do, you should be. Anybody can just hit you with
no.
A,
you he
regard.
He chose to walk into traffic with aggression. It doesn't matter if who spun
so
who out.
So that makes it right that he hit him with
no,
the truck.
Like I said, it
car.
Doesn't make it right for anybody. But the guy in the wrong is the guy who got out of his car and put himself in danger.
But I don't think there's any way to prove that the dude hit him on purpose. You can say, oh,
so.
Well, I know you can have your opinions and I could have my opinions, which I don't really because I don't really care. But I'm sure I read a lot of threads about it and I read a lot of comment threads about people with both of their points saying exactly what you said. He's been driving for so many 20
well,
years.
Well, no, I'm not disputing the fact that the guy is in the wrong for entering
no,
in the tracks.
I know you're not.
I'm just saying that there's no way that Tony Stewart wouldn't have hit him or couldn't have not hit him needed
see, I don't
last
think there's
second
any way.
Because he was so far ahead of knowing. I'm sure he had to have seen the guy on the track because he'd spun out his car. So he knows
right.
The car is there. He
but
knows
I,
there's a yellow
even
flag.
Even with all of those.
So it's caution. And then it's like your visual sight, you're watching the road. He had at least 100 yards of visual sight knowing that the guy was on the road in which he could have got around him. And now saying that it's a last second he had to swerve out of the way.
But even with all those factors, there's no way to ever really tell if he did it on purpose or not.
Safety barriers?
All you have to do is look at his past record of aggressive behavior towards other drivers and know.
Well, you can also take that.
That's NASCAR, too.
You can help that to make
but
your decision.
That's the kind of driver he is. He is the kind of driver that would run you over. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you just know that because you watch a lot of NASCAR or just from what you've been reading about his past experience? And I'm not denying it because I don't know anything about NASCAR
Dude,
or Tony
NASCAR,
Stewart.
NASCAR, the only thing NASCAR is good for is watching people have wrecks anyway. So the viewers got what they were watching for.
Yeah. But now they got something to talk about because the dude got ran over. And now they're going to say just exactly what we've all three been saying, which is what basically kind of like us reading.
That's the only time.
Those comment threads, which is basically people saying could be this, could be that.
That's the only time NASCAR gets big news, though, is when someone dies in it.
Yeah. Or there's
and
a really
so
spectacular wreck.
Or somebody dies in that.
So why?
In racing, period.
I can't really support a sport that's what people are sitting
My
around
My brother watches
for.
It every day and every week, and he keeps track of the points, and you know, they run on a point system now. Like you could lose a race and still win something or something.
But isn't the most exciting point for him, too, is when they get into a wreck?
For sure. And that's why he records them and rewinds them and watches it again. Because that's the fucking best part of the movie.
I know.
I'm a Formula One guy myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, even that's dope.
I like music and comedy.
The only racing that I like is the sprints.
And weed. I like
sprint.
Weed.
Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
Sprint car races.
Yep, like the 100-meter dash where they have the parachutes in the back and they fucking take off with rocket fuel.
Drag races.
Yep.
But
that is a race.
Formula One
racing
has been around since before the turn of the century, or before the 1900s.
Yeah, I know that.
Who are you trying to tell?
Man.
NASCAR was all about the fucking bootleggers.
Well, yeah, and that wasn't until later on.
Man, we should have got on this hot button earlier.
Yeah.
We're about out of time, though. I got a ride coming all over my face. do not despair, all you listeners who missed us for a week or two. I think we're going to be back next week.
I got a movie idea for you.
Lay it on me, brother.
Jim and Dwight on a road trip.
Okay.
There it is.
That's
that's the whole movie right there.
Jim and Dwight.
Like, so it's just Tommy Boy with the dudes from...
Jimmy
no,
Dwight.
it's just Vacation with the guys from The Office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or wait, no, it's Road Trip with the guys from the. No, wait, no, it's it's Stroker Ace with their.
Stealing Harvard with it. No. It's every movie that's been ever made.
Fear and Loathing with.
Yeah. See, yeah. That's the same kind of movie.
Well, that's a good premise for a movie is a road trip.
I know.
We could make a movie with
two guys. What about Adam Sandler and Carrot Top on a road trip?
Oh, God.
Terry and Gatch on a road trip.
Yep.
We're driving to Vegas to make a podcast. What's going to happen?
Jim Beam and Jack Daniels on a road trip.
Man.
Oh,
any
man.
Caskets?
Yeah. Caskets are where you end up when you're driving with Jim and Jack.
Yeah.
You're jacking Jim off for Jill.
Jimmy Jack.
You ever jack Jim off for Jill?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'd say I have.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. I'm glad to be back.
Jill Jack.
And to those who aren't listening,
fuck you.
Yep.
Right in the fucking cornholer. That's a popular game now.
You know who you are.
What's cornholer? You heard of cornholing?
Yeah.
It's like you toss
it's
a bag.
Kind of like planking, but not so.
You toss
plankish.
A bag into a fucking hole.
What?
Yeah. It's called.
Do
that. My friend, he invited me over for some cornholing. And I thought it was
a toss
game.
A bag in a corn?
Turned out he was teabagging my asshole, and I didn't even know what was going on. But
teabagging
no.
an asshole, that sounds hard.
It is. My penis was, too. But what the deal is, no, there's a cornholing game. You should look it up.
I will.
It's fun for the whole family. Thanks for listening, Hans. We're glad to be back. It's okay that you couldn't help, because he sent me a message. But you guys, send us money.
Yeah.
Listen to old episodes to get the fucking PayPal address. But anyway, we'll see you again on another day.
Rock on.
Metal and flames. Metal and flames. Cappuccino chips.